Senator Brian Schatz conducted a midday town hall meeting Monday at Chaminade University. Ralph Santo asked the senator about U.S. military options in Syria.
If Trump changes the mission of several hundreds of U.S. soldiers from assisting in the defeat of ISIS into regime change of Assad, then he is unnecessarily and dangerously exposing them to attack by the Syrian army and possibly by allies such as Russia and Iran. I want your response.
I think there has to be a post-Assad Syria. That does not mean that the United States should be precipitating a toppling of Assad. Any decision at that level would be a change in our posture, in what our men and women are doing in Syria, and would require congressional authorization. But this is a tough one, and it requires that we learn the lessons of the last two decades, which is that as awful as it is, we are capable of making it worse.
Senator Schatz wants to review the War Powers Resolution to require legislative approval before waging war. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard conducted a town hall in Kailua in Windward, Oahu, Saturday. Ruth Thomas asked the congresswoman about her motivation for meeting with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in January.
What was the goal or the intention of being there and meeting with him? You are a legitimate representative for your country, but when you meet with a monster like that, you legitimize him.
My reason for going to Syria was to see and hear firsthand for myself from the Syrian people in the cause for peace. The recent reckless escalation by Donald Trump only continues that regime change war that has been waged now for years and has resulted in the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Syrian people, millions of people being forced to flee their homes, and has resulted actually in these terrorist groups that we are supposed to be trying to defeat actually becoming stronger.
Senator Schatz says there's much work to be done on Capitol Hill, but believes the repeal of the Affordable Care Act is dead, and his job in the coming months will be threefold.
The first is I'm on the Appropriations Committee, and it is absolutely critical that I fight for federal funding for the state of Hawaii. The second thing, which is new, is resisting the Trump agenda. And then the third thing is, even as you do these battles that are about lawfulness, that are about core values, that are about the Constitution, that are literally about the country, you also try to find room for bipartisanship.
Congresswoman Gabbard will continue to hear from her diverse constituencies in the 2nd District of rural Oahu and the neighbor islands.
I'm going to continue to do my job in representing Hawaii and making the very best decision that I can on each of these issues, whether they be domestic or issues of global impact, on what is best for the people of Hawaii and what is best for the people of our country. And I won't apologize for that.
Senator Schatz will have a town hall meeting in Hilo on the Big Island Tuesday, Congresswoman Gabbard in Kahului, Maui, Thursday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.